This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The somewhat unintentional theme of the program today has turned out to be, in one form or another, globalization and the trade that makes that globalization happen. So a story now taking that very big topic down to the granular level. Fair trade coffee, an idea that has given thousands of small-scale coffee growers decent income and a sense of stability. But, and I say this not for the first time, the global economy is a fickle beast. The story from Marfa Public Radio's Lorne Madelon.
So you're in a coffee shop. They pour the beans. They grind the beans. And you want to pay a little bit more to help the people who grew those fair trade coffee beans.
I like to support the workers and the growers in other countries.
That's coffee lover Nisha Kumar. Fair trade coffee is still a niche market. People like Kumar represent about 5% of that market. Consumers who pay a few cents more for their cup. Now let's go to southern Mexico, where they're planting coffee trees. Latin America is a huge fair trade coffee producer. Fair trade means relationships with foreign buyers that extend beyond the sale. Cash advances, a steady outlet for the product, a modest but predictable profit, and market data. And the southern Mexican state of Chiapas is a major part of the fair trade mosaic. I'm digging and fertilizing, says Paulino Agustin. The air is sweet. Agustin and two friends are hunkered down on the side of a mountain cloaked in volcanic soil. They're tilling the earth to plant coffee trees, but it takes 3 years for these trees to bear fruit. And right now, coffee prices are low, says Sinael Altamirano.
Aquí no money.
There's no money here, he says. But if prices jump tomorrow, it wouldn't matter. They have producing trees, but they've already contracted to sell those beans into the low-price environment.
Fair trade, it's not a perfect system, and it's definitely not a magic wand that can fix all the world's problems.
Monica Furl used to live in Chiapas. She moved there to learn the business and ended up helping to organize a fair trade coffee co-op. That's where growers sell their coffee together, sharing the risk and reward. Now she's back. She works at Cooperative Coffees. It imports fair trade coffee from three Chiapas co-ops for coffee shops and roasters in the U.S. and Canada.
Prices are set at a commodities market. So for the farmer, what that means is wildly fluctuating prices based more on buying and selling of futures contracts rather than the labor and the care that the farmers put into the fields.
Furl says the key to making fair trade work is banding together and finding a leader who can negotiate for them honestly with foreign buyers. There are stories strewn across Chiapas about co-op leaders who make money for themselves by cutting their own deals with go-betweens.
If these farmers can't get organized in effective exporting cooperatives, they are essentially left at the mercy of the local middlemen, or los coyotes, as they call them in Chiapas.
Coyote is a term used to denigrate human traffickers, smugglers, and here, coffee middlemen. We do call them coyotes, says 72-year-old Ermelindo Mendez. They drive the price down. A lifetime of coffee cultivation is etched onto his face. But he's torn. He says his co-op just isn't getting the job done. That's why he sold to coyotes last year on the side. They paid a higher price than his own co-op could or would. He's not sure.
No disfrutamos de nuestro producto y nuestro trabajo.
We're not benefiting from our work these days, he says. And now, besides low prices, says Monica Furl, a devastating fungus.
They lose 30, 50, maybe 75% of their total production after years of building up their fields. It's very demoralizing.
But fair trade is giving some small farmers a safety net in a messy market. They earn steady money, good times or bad, while the majority of their neighbors struggle. In Chiapas, Mexico, I'm Lorne Madelon for Marketplace.